I'm John Foster, and it is called Sign Off with Sam, my studio sidekick for better than 30 years as of, April. But you were here long before I I showed up on the scene, Sammy P. But I'm kind of tickled to sitting in here and talking about some memories and thoughts and guests in studio with us. Can I just say something here? This is kind of neat, doing this thing with the webcams in the studio. It's the only time, though, that I've had to worry about scratching and picking, okay? I thought this came to me just a few minutes ago. Okay. Captain Mike Wilson, Public Information Officer, the Columbus Fire Department, is in studio. You're a regular feature on this show when it's in its normal time slot. Thanks for coming in, Mike. Good to see you.
Good afternoon. It's great to see both of you.
Thank you, Mike.
Give me some personal recollections of this gentleman to your left. What comes to mind when I say Sam Simmerlinger?
So I think I had first met Sam through the Columbus Firemen's Cheer Fund. Yeah. And let's see, I joined the Columbus Fire Department in 2007. And pretty much right off the bat, a lot of the firefighters before me shared with me the importance of the Cheer Fund. And so they said, you know, you really need to get involved with this program that we established, you know, in 1930, mm-hmm. and that was my first exposure to meeting the Simmermaker family. So now that has been coming up on 17 years. Mm-hmm. Pretty amazing.
Sam, can you remember some of the places where the Cheer Fund used to work out of? Because where they're at right now is pretty sweet, but it's been around town for a while, hasn't it?
We were with Doug Otto's place over on... near Hutchins Avenue.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, it's the United Way.
Correct.
Offices mm-hmm. now.
Yes.
And before that, off 11th Street, can't think of the facility there.
Yeah.
There were some factory buildings and forth.
They were the old National Linen Building for a few years.
Am I remembering something down south of 3rd Street, maybe?
Yeah, Water Street. We had the old Columbus Water Treatment Garage, I think it was. Yeah.
So, Sam, you've got a great story. We did that one of our little close-up things we talked about, how you got involved with the Cheer Fund. Kind of we like to call it in the radio business, a little bit of an Army volunteer thing there. Tell about how you got involved with the Cheer Fund.
We had a marketer named Bill Williamson, who was the Cheer Fund representative, in quotes, from the radio station, and he left for another job and... recommended me, I guess, suggested to me that I check in and see, you know, how that might work. And I did, and it did, and it has, and it will.
Yes, it will.
I always recall in the times taking different grandchildren with me down to deliver toys, you and Fran being down there, and usually the bags of fruit or bags of candy or whatever, but and not only did you hand them out, but you were probably instrumental in getting them packed up in the first place, right?
Well,
to some extent.
Jay Smith.
Jay Smith.
Mm-hmm. Jay Smith and the rest of the gang has been handling that, if you will, for the past several years. And Jay's retired now, but mm-hmm. I hope he'll volunteer, if you will, to continue that particular bit of business that we take care of the week before. Yep.
Mike, this guy's, he's a player. I got interested in the Cheer Fund because I knew of his involvement with it myself, mm-hmm. and it's turned into a regular routine. I'm almost grandchildren out in terms of being helping with the delivery and stuff. I told Steve, I said, you might get Army volunteered here in the near future. But talk about what he's meant to the Cheer Fund over the years.
Well, it's how long does this show last? How long can we talk? So I think that's the question.
Okay.
But Sam's just meant so much to us. He has been a constant when over the years many have come and gone. You know, it's a very tough task for the firefighters that take on that role of the Cheer Fund chairman, if you will. And, you know, after a period of about 3, 4, 5 years, a lot of them say, you know, we're going to hand this off to the younger generation. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of time and a lot of commitment. And Sam's been there throughout, so he's shared stories about the old Cheer Fund that I was never a part of. You know, back when they used to shop for the kids individually, back when they did the food program as well, the bikes that were repaired. in the building over the years. And I know in our Doug Otto period of time in the building there, that was such a really, really unique opportunity to have what was really our first permanent home, because we had we had the opportunity to stay there longer. And you know, Fran and Sam were always there helping out with us. So they have been one of the most constant things of the Cheer Fund organization here in the community for nearly 60 years.
Which leads me to you taking care of a piece of hardware you brought in here this morning.
We have some hardware. It's beautiful. And I would be happy to present this proclamation to Mr. Sam Simmermaker for his dedicated years of service, his love of the community. So if I may,
please,
I will read this proclamation: to all whom have these presents may come, greetings. Whereas the Columbus Firemen's Cheer Fund has been a community institution since 1930, and whereas Sam Simmermaker has dedicated 50 years of service to the Cheer Fund and is the longest serving board member in the organization's history, and whereas Sam is an Indiana High School Basketball Hall of Fame member, and if the Cheer Fund had a Hall of Fame, Sam would fittingly be its first inductee. And whereas we will always treasure the fist bumps from Sam. And whereas we must also thank Fran Simmermaker as she stood by Sam's side through many Cheer Fund seasons. And if the firefighters are the elves, then Sam and Fran are the Cheer Fund's Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Oh, I like it.
Whereas Sam is like a fine bottle of wine that has gotten better with age. Everybody knows that this is Leroy Armstrong's contribution to the proclamation. And whereas, if Sam should ever change his career, the firefighters would like to suggest he work for the Planters Snack Food Company, because Sam has shown that he works well with a bunch of nuts.
Oh, very good.
And
very good.
Whereas we are now the ones that say, holy cow, as we reflect on your years of service to the Cheer Fund. And whereas we thank Sam for your dedication, compassion, and humor. You will always be a member of our Cheer Fund and Fire Department family. Now, therefore, this is from Mayor James D. Lenup. I, James D. Lenup, Mayor of the City of Columbus, do hereby proclaim Sam Simmermaker Day. So, with that, fist bump to our brother, our family member, Sam, and your proclamation, sir. It has been a honor and a privilege to be able to work with you, not only in the Cheer Fund, but to know you as a friend. So thank you so much.
Amen and amen, and thank you. And what great memories.
Lots of, yes, let's keep them going.
I knew a fire chief by the name of Jim Miller. Mm-hmm. I knew a fireman by the name of Jim Miller, as in son Jim. Mm-hmm. And now he has retired.
Yes, soon to retire.
Holy cow.
Holy cow.
A former firefighter was a mayor in Eric Bud Klein.
Mm-hmm.
We remember Tom Durbin and his legendary soup. Yeah. And, oh my gosh, on down the line.
Yeah.
But some great, great people have been firemen and are firemen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Captain Mike Wilson, thanks for coming in today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's great.
Thanks for being here. Gonna take a break. Back with more in a moment.
1010 WCSI.